You know, there are an awful lot of people out there who want to meditate. I ask often groups, thousands of people, when I'm giving a public talk in a big place, I'll say, how many of you meditate? And more hands go up every year, because why would you come to hear me if you, in some sense, weren't meditating? But a lot, then I ask the question, and how many of you really want to meditate, but whenever you sit down to practice, it's always the wrong time and you don't have the right energy, and you've tried it before and you're just a total failure? And that's an awful lot of people. That is an awful lot of people. They say, I've tried it and it doesn't work, is usually what people say. Well, what do you mean, actually, it doesn't work? Maybe there's a thought that's actually not necessarily true. Can you actually interrogate or investigate that particular thought? Oh, it doesn't work. What did you expect? What did you want? Remember, this is about not trying to get anywhere else, but being where you already are. So if you brought awareness to, say, how fidgety I am, if you're trying to sit cross-legged on the floor, which you certainly don't have to do, and you say, well, I tried it, it was just sheer torture. Well, who said you should be cross-legged on the floor in the first place? And who said you were supposed to feel relaxed, or your mind was supposed to be spacious, or you were supposed to feel like some amazing whatever? Those are all fabrications of mind, fabrications of thought. They have nothing to do with the meditation practice. What would have something to do with the meditation practice, I'm sitting here and my body is driving me insane. And plus, my mind is also driving me insane. Great. That's someplace we can drop in, we can work with. How does that feel? Can I embrace the discomfort, the agitation, the irritability, the impatience? Can I hold them all in awareness and just let them be in this timeless moment we call now? And the answer is, yeah, you can, if you give yourself over to doing that, if you remember at that particular moment that it's not about making all that go away so you can have a great meditative experience. That is your meditative experience in this moment. How agitated you are, how the thinking mind never ever stops. Can you hold that in awareness and then connect, as was said, to your awareness, to rest in awareness, and see what happens to all that agitation when you befriend it, when you put the welcome mat out for it. So when people say to me, like, I tried the meditation and it doesn't work for me, my mind is too unruly or whatever, try again and see what would happen if you don't bring all those expectations to it to get someplace else. The real meditation practice is not trying to get anywhere else. It's to allow yourself to be where you already are. And as soon as you drop in on this, as soon as you learn how to be comfortable resting in awareness, no matter what is happening in the inner and outer world, then all of a sudden that becomes healing. That becomes transformative. In some sense, linked up to an ongoing process of learning from your own experience, not from me, not from anything, but your own willingness to attend. And then out of that learning, you can't help it. This is what humans do. We grow. We grow more wise. We grow more intelligent from observing our own experience. And out of that, healing. A coming to terms with your discomfort or your agitation or your boredom or whatever mind state or body state you're experiencing. And in that lies transformation, right in that moment, not in some pie in the sky future. So this is all basically interwoven into this one timeless moment we call now, if you're willing to adventure in that domain without saddling yourself with all these baggage and heavy weights that have nothing to do with what real mindfulness practice is all about.